run and the runs get harder, ask dear and you shall receive. After the bomb we will all go to heaven, after the bomb we will all see God, after the bomb we will all sing together, after the bomb we'll be free. Cut me a line on the train to forever. Take me, I'm ready to leave. After the bomb, we will all go to heaven. After the bomb, we will all see God. After the bomb, we will all sing together. After the bomb, we'll be free.
And that's Carol Denny of the Sweet Voice, After the Bomb, from her album Failure to Disperse, one of my favorites. A couple of announcements. Hopefully we can avoid that After the Bomb prospect. Again, I invite people to come on down to the Student Center, 4 p.m. Monday, to the Santa Cruz Coalition to end the bombing. And if you want a phone number for that, if you can't come and you still want to help out, give a call to 423-1448, 423-1448 for the Santa Cruz Coalition to End the Bombing. Monday, there's a lot happening at 5:15 on Monday. There is a protest at the town clock by the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom against the bombing. That's something that happens every week, particularly recently, and it's perhaps something that could swell in numbers. At 5:30 on Monday night, the Citizens Police Review Board, I try to say that with a straight face, meets for its once monthly public meeting at 5:30 down at the City Council Chambers at 809 Center Street, right across from the main library in the Civic Auditorium. The Citizens Police Review Board is supposedly the group that keeps tabs on the police department. So if there has been police misconduct, that's by uniformed Santa Cruz police officers, not counting CSOs, park rangers, first alarm guards, or thugs that are privately employed, or deputies, then you can go and complain about them. It's also a forum for bringing issues to people supposedly concerned about police misconduct. For 5 years, they have done less than nothing. They provided a fig leaf to cover the police department's ass while they've shot people to death, while they have circumvented significant procedures for accountability, while they have done what they wanted to downtown and in the bushes toward homeless people without any kind of significant check, including stealing their blankets, harassing them with ID checks, depriving them of basic sleep. Some of this done under the aegis of law, the sleeping ban, if you want to call that one a law. Some of it done just at the whim of the police department. But none of it controlled by the Citizens Police Review Board, where the Bill of Rights was extended to the poorer population. And I've always been pushing for that, and I've become very, very wary of having anything to do with the CPRB in the last year, particularly after they started calling for my arrest, and actually for my eviction from their chambers, and shortened their oral communications time and so forth. And again, doing a lot of talking but taking no action. I include the three new members in this criticism, by the way. I'm happy that there are three new members, but I'm aware, for example, that unanimously upheld the police department's position in a false arrest of the man who was selling street newspapers, Street Spirit, Steve Argue, back in November when he was tackled to the ground, dragged off to jail after being handcuffed and held for 4 days on so-called misdemeanor and felony charges of resisting arrest and threatening an officer. All charges have mysteriously dropped after Monday he was released, and his police record not available to him or his attorney or to the public or to the press. Chief Belcher sent a letter out explaining that he had, although everyone witnessed him being arrested for selling a street newspaper, and that's what Officer Garner, who arrested him, told me several hours later is what he arrested him for, they changed the charge later and claimed that he was blocking the sidewalk. Actually, that wasn't even the charge. That was the concern. Well, if you're concerned that someone's blocking the sidewalk, then you arrest them for blocking the sidewalk. Otherwise, then the concern that Steve Argue had, that Officer Garner, who resented Argue's publicizing his what Argue regarded as abusive treatment of an intoxicated man some weeks earlier, might have been the motivation for Garner's behavior towards Steve Argue, or just a badly motivated kind of authoritarian approach where Argue was selling a street newspaper. Garner had the misimpression, and he did have the misimpression because I spoke to him about it 2 hours later, that it was illegal to sell a street newspaper downtown without a license. It is not. You're allowed to do that. Chief Belcher has put that in writing 2 months before that in September when we had another incident. But Garner fucked up. Now the police department doesn't want to take responsibility, but worse, the Citizens Police Review Board does not want to take the responsibility of doing its job of reining in the police chief. And I think that's a sad thing, and the Police Review Board is, well, they're using this excuse or this reason, if you will, that they're new on the job, that they have to slide in, that they have to pay attention to the old chair, who is sort of the bureaucrat, who sort of the parrot, who speaks for the police department. The interesting thing at the last meeting was one of the new members made a resolution asking that police department complaints, minor complaints, which are called inquiries, be forwarded to the police review board to look at. Not that they even wanted to challenge the chief, but just to see what was going on. And this board chair, Lisa Rose, just, oh, no, we've got to trust our police department. We've got to trust our police chief. You know, he's doing the right thing. And, of course, she hasn't read the inquiries. She's only read the police chief's summaries of the inquiries. And they ended up believing her position and accepting that and saying, well, we don't need to look at all those minor inquiries. This is all kind of arcane, and you have to follow this police review board for a number of years to understand the specifics. But if you've been abused by police, I suggest you come to this meeting and speak publicly on the record and then leave. Don't expect them to do anything about it. I also suggest you file a written complaint and then just leave it. It'll go in the police officer's file, and it'll stay there for a little while, and if the cop keeps doing that kind of shit, and an attorney ever takes it to court, which doesn't happen very often, but does happen occasionally, under a so-called Pitches motion, which is a motion to look into police abuse around a particular area, your complaint will be sitting there waiting to be read by a judge. So keep that in mind. That hearing is at 5:30 at the City Council Chambers, 5:30 on Monday. On Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning, I got a call, or actually I called up Phil Baer this morning. Phil is on the Beach Area Owners Association, Beach Area Neighborhood Association, something like that. I never get it right. But Phil is concerned about new bulldozing in the beach flats and new betrayals by the City Council. And there's a Zoning Commission hearing at 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning for those of you who want to go to an entirely new commission hearing. That's a Zoning Commission hearing for a so-called community center. And Phil is concerned that that there's some funny business going on down in the beach flats, where the old community center, which is a trailer, which they want to have moved to a new building, mainly so they won't be surveilling poor Phil and Jane, his wife. Apparently he's concerned they have cameras there and so forth. But more important, there's activity happening in the beach flats around the movement of the community center that needs public awareness. And that's at 10 a.m. at the Zoning Commission hearing. And if you want more information, give a call to 423-HUFF about that, and I'll try to provide a little more. Also want to remind you, those of you who didn't catch the announcement at the last show, that On the 19th, 20th, and 21st of May, that's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, there's a sequence of events happening around the Sleeping Band. Sleeping Band teach-in on campus on the 19th, sort of a interview slash debate with Rotkin on the 20th on this radio station on my Thursday 6 p.m. show. It's going to be more abbreviated than we thought it was. It's only going to go from 6 to 6:30 because Councilmember Rotkin has another engagement he has to go to that he didn't realize he had, but he did promise to come back on May 27th, a week later, and do a full-blown, gloves-off, two-hour, pies-in-each-hand debate. I won't guarantee anything except that I'm hoping that that will be quite exciting. Anyway, it's the 19th, a teach-in on campus on the Sleeping Band, the 20th, a debate with Rotkin at 6, and the 21st, I'm told, the Students Against the Sleeping Band is going to be doing a sleepout on campus. Now, my hope is that People Against the War will start a sleepout very soon, either downtown at the town clock, or downtown in front of the businesses, or downtown in front of City Hall, or somewhere right down there, to focus on the war. And I think that would be a great idea. And maybe other issues can also get involved in this as well. Basic human rights issues locally. That's what happened in 1990-91 when the Iraqi ground war happened. There was, of course, a huge number of people that hit the streets when the air war started. There were thousands, literally thousands of people flooding the freeways. It was amazing. Never seen anything like it. I guess during the Vietnam era there was stuff like that. So we need a repetition of that, folks. This murderous bombing from the air is not only killing Yugoslavia, it is killing us. This is supreme corruption of conscience going on here, where we bomb from the air and call it protecting human rights. It's unconscionable. And American people we are all ignoring it. I'm ignoring it 23 hours a day. You know, I bring it up on the air, but help me to stop ignoring it. Let's get together and stop ignoring this. Give me a call at 423-HUFF or call in on the air at 427-3772 so we can talk some more about this, the bombing of Kosovo. As usual, major disorganized here, and I'm trying to find some good articles to kind of end the show with. The show will be ending shortly. In keeping up with the bombing and what's been going on, you know, we've hit upon the fact that the Chinese embassy was bombed with three deaths and many more casualties, that the niche marketplace and hospital was bombed with cluster bombs, and the second confirmed cluster bombing, or probably more than I'm sure the second, but I guess the second NATO acknowledged cluster bombing, killing civilians. That the president, Clinton, the war criminal, as I call him, they've been ass kicking Milosevic as well. They should, but we got to ass kick Clinton. He's doing things, you know, at the head of the biggest armada the world has ever seen, the most intense bombardment that Milosevic can only dream about. And the idea that this is creating peace or protecting refugees or restoring human rights, everyone knows it's a complete farce. Some say it's for the minerals in Kosovo. Others say it's to shore up NATO's faltering reputation. Still others talk about the IMF and the World Bank and the Balkanization of the Balkans to destroy the last socialist country in that area and grab the cheap labor forces, the skilled cheap labor forces of those areas, and use them in traditional capitalist fashion. Others say it's simply cynical power politics, a testing ground for new weapons, a way of beefing up the military and expanding the military budget. There are all kinds. It could be any one of any number of reasons, and you can even throw in some, you know, some good reasons and say it's a misguided attempt by some liberals who somehow think, well, we don't know how to control our Turkish ally that's killed 20 times as many Kurds as have been killed. Albanians have been killed by Serbs, and we've been arming them. But so let's do this. At least this is something. We fucked up in Rwanda where 500,000 died of ethnic cleansing, so let's do something. Let's do something. What are you doing? What is it accomplishing? I don't agree with what the Resource Center for Nonviolence has not been doing, namely calling for an end of the bombing. I don't agree with the kind of weak-kneed stuff they're putting out in the Santa Cruz Comic News where calls for the bombing are buried in paragraph 6, you know, and generally we have to have a lot of, make sure we're criticizing Milosevic so they don't think we're prejudiced against, you know, in favor of Serbia or something, or in favor of not bombing people from the air who are defenseless. I don't agree with them on that, but I did find quite interesting, as I discussed last night with free radio broadcaster John Malkin in his midnight show, the some of the information given by David Hartso, the man who has been to Kosovo and struggling to fight for nonviolence. That sounds kind of contradictory, but I think you understand what I mean. To support protesters who came out by the tens of thousands, as I understand it, until the movement turned violent about a year ago. And that in large part because of Milosevic's police and what they were doing. I like the idea of nonviolent solutions, but I think in order to get there, we've got to stop the bombing. And I think that has to be done through a cry of rage and pain that wakes up the American people. The nonviolent solutions in Kosovo, here's a series of proposals by Howard Clark for the War Resisters League. There are moments when the military managed to put a nonviolent solution beyond immediate reach. The cycle of provocation and reaction between the Kosovo Liberation Army and various Serbian groups has combined with the bullying of NATO. I don't think it's bullying when you murder people. I call that, that's a little more serious than bullying. Bullying, you know, is eat dirt. Well, eat dirt is different than die in the dirt. But let me continue with this. What we can propose, however, are various steps toward demilitarizing the situation and the kinds of considerations that should be included in a peace policy. Point one, opportunities missed. The best chances to initiate a peace process in Kosovo happened when there was a Kosovar consensus to refrain from violence. However, international powers took for granted this self-restraint in the face of heavy-handed repression and provocation. Disdaining the Kosovar demand for independence, they downgraded Kosovo to a human rights issue, doing next to nothing to help Kosovars achieve even those aspirations that were not connected with independence, and doing very little to restrain Serbia. When one considers how much governments invest in military research and development, it is criminal that there was no significant effort to formulate an international peace policy for Kosovo until some Kosovars took up arms. What lesson should other beleaguered peoples draw from that? Point two, a process is needed. And this is really kind of a history of the Albanian, the Albanian minority's struggle in Serbia. And that is certainly a vital question. But now the question is the fate of the entire country.
Hi, you're on free radio.
Hi, I was just wondering where I could get, like, the addresses for, like, the senator of the state or the governor. I'm not sure. I'm registered to vote, but I'm not sure where I can find those kind of things.
You can call the Registrar of Voters. Actually, the best person to call is the library. Call the Downtown Library Research and ask them, because they're open till 5 today on Sunday, and they have that kind of information. That's my offhand, my best suggestion. Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah. My husband called in earlier about transporting the food.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys are great if that's what you're going to do. I'd love to see, if you decide you want to start protests downtown, let me know and I'll join you.
Yeah, right on. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's about 6:45. We're across from Noah's Bagels, in front of the Pacific Waves Surf and Snow, talking to Ryder.
Yeah, I was sitting here watching a small procession of anti-war demonstrators, and I can't believe that the police had one motorcycle cop tied up, filming, and three bicycle cops following the procession. I would think they would have better things to do, i.e. take care of the drug problem and not just marijuana. seems to me like a waste of taxpayer money and resources.
The squad car is right next to us right now, driving past, one over there, one over there. So how long ago was this small anti-war procession?
Approximately 45 minutes ago.
About 25 minutes ago?
No, 25 minutes ago.
And there were how many people in the procession?
Maybe 25.
Were they breaking windows, shooting people?
Very, very calm. They were making sure they didn't go down the wrong way streets, didn't break any laws, and seemed like kind of a harassment thing. Following them like that seemed foolish. Very foolish waste of resources.
Well, thank you, Ryder. Anything else happening in downtown you've noticed in terms of police on the streets here in Pacific Avenue?
They're trying to intimidate the hippies coming through, the rainbow kids, if they got dreadlocks or whatever, accusing them of selling marijuana, when half these kids aren't doing anything wrong. And they've had to have pushed out at least 40 of them in the last month, just by intimidation.
Down at the police vehicle number 3.
In front of the New Leaf, they've been trying to intimidate all the kids down there.
What form does this intimidation take?
They just keep walking up, staring at them, grabbed a few people illegally, searched them, grabbed people's bags over by the red church and searched the bags without even asking.
You've actually witnessed this?
Yeah.
Remember the last time that this happened?
Wednesday there, they grabbed a guy's bag, a couple of people's bags, didn't even ask if they could search them. Just started taking their bags and searching through them.
This was 2 days ago, with this being Friday, right?
Yeah, across the street from the market.
Okay. Anything you want to say for the folks out there?
Just be more careful with the serious drugs and forget about marijuana.
Thank you.
And we're coming to the end of another exciting edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides, actually made much more exciting by you callers out there, and particularly you callers are willing to do more than call, but actually do stuff. I mean, that's wonderful. Another caller just called in and told us that if you want the numbers of all the government officials, they're on page 18 of the current telephone book. So you don't have to wait till the library answers your call or spend another 35 cents. You can do that and just go for the gusto, grab a phone book from some phone booth and check it out. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. I'm your retiring host here, at least retiring until Thursday, or until tomorrow up on campus at 4, when I'm going to be checking out the Santa Cruz Coalition to End the Bombing in Serbia at the Student Center, the Third World Room. Again, that number, for those of you who want to get involved, is 423-1448, 423-1448. And for those of you who want to get involved in civil rights demonstrations downtown to restore human rights to homeless people, it's 423-HUFF, 423-4833. I'd love to see some action happening around that. Next time, we're going to be talking about Richard Quigley and John Henry. These are guys pursued by the down and dirty deputies at the Aptos, the Aptos Police Center down there. They are unhappy with the youth down there. That is to say, the police want to, control youth more closely, and they don't like the idea of people being informed of their rights, and they don't like Henry and Quigley doing it. We have an incoming call.
Hi, you're on Free Radio.
Hello, Robert. This is Jim Costner. I was wondering if I could make a brief announcement.
Please.
Speaking of bombing, this May 13th is going to commemorate the MOVE bombing that happened on May 13th, 1985 in Philadelphia, where the Philadelphia Police Department dropped a bomb on a black revolutionary's house and murdered 11 black people and ended up burning down a whole neighborhood block. We're going to have a MOVE commemoration and a MOVE teach-in. It's going to be this Thursday night starting at 6:30 at the Pacific Cultural Center, which is on the corner of Broadway and Sebring. And it's also the brother of Mark Garcia, who was murdered by the police department up in the Bay Area. I think it was either Oakland or Frisco. I believe it was San Francisco. Danny Garcia, his brother, was killed by the San Francisco PD. He's going to be here speaking also on Thursday night. So if people are interested, I really encourage people to come out. It should be a very, very wonderful event, very uplifting and very informative and knowledgeable.
The time again is
6:30 this Thursday night at the Pacific Cultural Center.
And what number to call for more information on this?
Let's see. The number you can call is 425-4467.
425-4467. 4467. That's great. And, you know, I guess the protest that we're being kind of tentatively organized for Sunday, the Sunday at 2 o'clock protest is sort of awaiting, sort of on hold at the moment?
Yeah, I decided that I don't think, it doesn't make much sense for me to try to get to protest by myself or just with a handful of people. So basically I'm going about it differently. It's like, if people, actually Bernard and I are just about to talk about this, but, and we wanted to know if you wanted to get together too, but we don't want to talk about it in the air. Mm-hmm. But if you'd like to meet Bernard and I after your show.
Sure. And if people are interested in doing some organizing around protesting against the sleeping ban and against the war, or in favor of freedom for Mumia Abu-Jamal, or at least a new trial, plus other issues, basic human rights issues, in other words,
exactly.
Give a call to 423-HUFF, and we'll be talking about it, and we'll be meeting. We're trying to organize that even as we speak, as you can see. This is all an ongoing and very disorganized, but still there, organizing process. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you very much, Robert.
All right.
And that is it for Bathurst Beer's Broadsides. The hen is here. It's time for the chicks to gather around. And I hope that you will be tuning in again on Thursday at 6 o'clock when Bathurst Beer's Broadsides will return. If you've got something you want to say, a protest you want to organize, food you want to give, a police misconduct incident you want to report, you don't have to wait till Thursday. You can call me at 423-HUFF or you can call this line at 427-3772. If you don't get through to this, call Free Radio Santa Cruz and leave them a message, 427-4523, 427-4523. And any of those numbers you get confused, just call 423-HUFF and I will set you straight.
In the morning we built the city.
In the afternoon walked through its streets.
Evening saw us leaving. We wandered through our days as if they would never end. All of us imagined we had endless time to spend. We hardly saw the crossroads and small attention gave to landmarks on the journey from the cradle to the grave. Cradle to the grave, cradle to the grave.
Did you learn to dream in the morning?
Abandon dreams in the afternoon.
Wait without hope in the evening.
Did you stand there in the traces and let them feed your lies? Did you trail along behind them wearing blinkers on your eyes? Did you kiss the foot that kicked you? Did you thank them for their scorn? Did you ask for their forgiveness for the act of being born? Act of being born, act of being born. Did you alter the face of the city?
Make any change in the world you found?
Or did you observe all the warnings? Did you read the trespass notices? Did you keep off the grass? Did you shuffle off the pavement just to let your betters pass? Did you learn to keep your mouth shut? We have seen and never heard. Did you learn to be obedient and jump to our word, jump to our word, jump to our word?
Did you ever demand any answer?
The who and the what and the reason why?
Did you ever question the setup?
Did you stand aside and let them choose why you took second best? Did you let them skim the cream off and then give to you the rest? Did you settle for the shoddy and did you think it right? To let them rob you right and left and never make a fight. Never make a fight. Never make a fight.
What did you learn in the morning?
How much did you know in the afternoon?
Were you content in the evening?
Did they teach you how to question when you were at the school? Did the factory help you grow? Were you the maker or the tool? Did the place where you were living enrich your life and then? Did you reach some understanding of all your fellow men, all your fellow men, all your fellow men?
What's the spring leaving? Jasmine.